20 dead in limo wreck.
You can't wrap your head around it. You just can't.
Tropical storm aims at Gulf Coast.
This storm will be life-threatening and extremely dangerous.
Children come down with polio-like illness.
It's very, very rare, and it's about one in a million.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. A small town, Schoharie, New York, is coming to grips with a terrible tragedy. 20 people killed in a limousine accident. Investigators say the white stretch went through an intersection stop sign, hit two pedestrians, and crashed. Barbara Douglas lost four nieces.
They were fun-loving. They were wonderful girls. They'd do anything for you, and they were very close to each other, and they loved their family.
One of those nieces was Amy Steinberg. She was just married in June, and the group was on their way to her birthday party. CBS's Tony DeCoppel.
In Amy's last public Facebook post, she wrote, "Axel Steinberg, I love you more than words can say. Thank you for being so kind and loving." Axel's brother, Rich Steinberg, also died.
It hasn't really sunk in yet. Seems like a really bad dream, I guess.
Eric Steinberg is Axel and Rich's younger brother, and Andrea Arokas is Rich's sister-in-law.
I can't really imagine how you go forward.
I don't know how people move forward from it. There's so many people involved. There's so many people that have been affected, children involved that are going to grow up without their parents.
I'm Matt Piper in Schoharie, New York. The only trace of an accident here, a patch of grass that's torn up from skid marks. There are also several bouquets of flowers left by neighbors of this small town, some 40 miles outside the state capital of Albany. What federal investigators and state police will now try to determine: what speed the limo was going, why it never stopped at the intersection, and if anyone was wearing seatbelts. The twin brother of the limo driver told me his brother knew these back roads, and he does not think he would have just blown through a stop sign.
It's the deadliest transportation accident in this country since a New York plane crash in 2009. Robert Sumwalt is leading the federal investigation.
We're going to go back and see if he may have been talking on a phone. We will look at his medical records. We will look at the toxicology results, prior driving records, everything like that. We will be carefully looking at.
CBS News has confirmed the limo company has had four vehicles taken out of service after inspections over the last 2 years. One relative says one of the victims sent a text before the crash saying the limo appeared to be in terrible condition. People along the Gulf Coast are keeping an eye on Tropical Storm Michael. Forecasters say it will likely be a hurricane by the time it comes ashore later on this week. Florida Governor Rick Scott has issued a state of emergency for 26 counties.
If this storm hits Panama City, Tampa could still have storm surge. You cannot hide from storm surge, so get prepared and get out if an evacuation is ordered.
He's activated 500 members of the Florida National Guard. Brett Kavanaugh is now an associate justice on the U.S. Supreme Court, but the bitter battle over his nomination promises to be a factor in next month's midterm elections.
Women protested Kavanaugh's confirmation from coast to coast.
This is about trying to change a culture.
I'm not giving up, and I don't think the other women that I know that feel the same way will give up either.
The president compared the demonstrators to arsonists.
You don't hand matches to an arsonist, and you don't give power to an angry left-wing mob, and that's what they've become.
Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says the confirmation fight has increased the chances his party will keep Senate control.
I want to thank the other side for the tactics that have allowed us to kind of energize and get involved our own voters.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
And over the weekend, McConnell suggested the Senate could consider a nominee in the 2020 election year if there is a court vacancy. He led Republicans in the Senate's move not to consider Barack Obama's 2016 nominee, Merrick Garland. China's foreign minister told Secretary of State Pompeo today that the U.S. has to back off on what China calls groundless attacks on the country's policies. Pompeo went there from North Korea. CBS's Errol Barnett says signs point to a second Trump-Kim summit before too long.
Secretary Pompeo says it's now up to President Trump and Chairman Kim to decide how to proceed on offering the other side what they want. Truly, it's only the two leaders of these two countries who can determine how this relationship will develop.
Two Americans, William Nordhaus of Yale and Paul Romer of NYU, share the Nobel Prize for Economics. They've studied the economic impact of tech innovation and climate change. The UN is out with a new report today on climate change, and we're live with CBS's Vicky Barker.
We're way off target and hurtling towards climate catastrophe, with droughts and famines routine, coral reefs extinct, and sea levels 20 inches higher by century's end.
We really need to start working very hard right from now if we're not going to see the options slip away.
Co-author Jim Ski, the report says the technology does exist to keep global warming in check if political leaders sign on to unprecedented cuts in greenhouse gas emissions at December's climate summit in Poland. A very big if, Steve.
Well, Facebook says a message warning some users their online profiles have been cloned is a hoax. The messages say the senders got duplicate friend requests from the recipient and it asked them to forward it on to others. Now to Minnesota, where CBS's Jamie Yukis is looking into the case of several children who've come down with an illness with symptoms similar to polio. It's called acute flaccid myelitis.
Since mid-September, six children under the age of 10 were hospitalized and diagnosed with AFM in Minnesota. Chris Earsman with the Minnesota Department of Health says AFM affects the spinal cord. Symptoms can include limb weakness, facial drooping, and trouble swallowing or speaking.
If you have a child that is having these kind of symptoms, they should be seen, evaluated immediately.
One possible way it can develop is from a viral infection.
Unlike many other celebrities, Taylor Swift has crafted a career that's steered clear of politics.
Is it cool that I said all that?
Until now, she posts on Instagram she'll back Tennessee Democrats, and she says Republican Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn's voting record terrifies her. The comeback is slow but deliberate in a fire-scorched section of California.
The Atlas Fire roared over the hillsides of Napa Valley 1 year ago. Raymond Signorello owns Signorello Estate.
We got hit within the first hour of the fire starting that night.
The winery is holding a groundbreaking for a new facility Tuesday.
Over the next 3 years, we'll be rebuilding what we had, not the same, but something new and modern.
Only about a handful of wineries out of more than 400 in Napa County were badly damaged or destroyed. Just one out of more than 425 wineries in Sonoma County burned down. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Napa Valley, California.
A SpaceX Falcon rocket carried an Argentinian satellite into space yesterday and for the first time landed a first stage booster back at its California launch site. It's seen as an expansion of the company's recovery efforts. Similar landings had only been carried out in Florida. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.